Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Logan's in town. We're getting together all the parties to ease down to Victoria, Texas for our Thanksgiving with the family, Judy's family down there, and the annual golf tournament that you've heard me talk about before. It's started off as a family thing, has expanded, and it's a lot of fun. So we've got that coming up. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. I hope whatever your plans are out there will be good weather for you, and you have fun with family and friends and this Thanksgiving that's right around the corner here. We're going to talk about trees more this hour. So if you have any questions about anything, that's fine. But we're going to continue to talk about trees because this is such an important time. Best time of the year to be planting new trees. It's the beginning of the window for transplanting things and having a real good chance of success. So we'll talk about that stuff more. The contest picture, I told you as we ended the last hour that nobody had tried to guess it yet. I guess it is a little tricky. I'll give you a clue, though. The clue is that it is a tree, and it's a tree that I took a picture of very early in the spring, okay? And that'll give you a little bit of a tip about what it might be. Whoever guesses what the contest picture is, and it's right on dirtdoctor.com, one of the four images that rotate right there on the homepage. And if they're not rotating, sometimes when you've clicked something on the homepage, they'll stop rotating. Those four buttons that are down under the image, you click on those four buttons, and it takes you to four different places. The other buttons are about the basic organic program, part of a newsletter that we did. And the other one is me explaining the natural organic certification course. And then one of them will be just some general information. And the fourth will be the contest picture for you. And by the way, the newsletter is free to anybody. All you got to do is fill out the form that's on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com, and you get it on a weekly basis. And like I said, the next one is going to be about management of trees from the standpoint of taking vines off of the trunks of trees and getting them off of the flare and taken out to some point between 12 and 18 inches from the base of the tree. That needs to be done at least once a year. I do it a couple of times because I've got Persian ivy around quite a number of trees, English ivy and some other ground covers and whatnot around other trees. And especially the Persian ivy grows in to the trunk of the tree pretty fast. So I have to do it more than once a year. You do not want the vines growing on the trunks of trees, cutting down the breathing of the bark. Plus you can't see the flare, whether it's exposed properly or not. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. One of the things that I wanted to go over with you on pruning, also Bob and I talked about this a little bit on his show yesterday, people are under a misconception a lot of times that low-hanging limbs should be cut off of trees, that they're not good for the tree. The truth is, if the tree didn't want them, they wouldn't be there. So there's nothing but good from a horticultural standpoint about low limbs. And some of the prettiest trees around are trees that have limbs that are growing out straight out from the trunk and then sweeping down and almost touching or even touching the ground. Now, that's a physical problem for some sites, you know, that you can't walk or drive under the trees. You've blocked a view that you don't want to have or something like that. And so a lot of people will tend to take off some of the lower limbs. I leave the lower limbs all the way to the ground almost the first year or two on newly planted trees. It's called trashy trunk. And the reason you do that is if you leave those low branches and limbs going out very low on the trunk diameter will grow quicker. you'll have the tree actually get to a nice size and have really strong, good tensile strength, good width in the trunk and everything a lot faster than if you cut those lower limbs off. Now, I've made a mistake, and you need to be careful about this too, of leaving such a trashy trunk situation that I've allowed some codominant branching to exist too. That's where the vertical branches are growing real close together. You don't want to do that. And the sooner you get one or the other of the codominant branches or trunks cut away, the better your tree is going to form, the healthier it will be. But this is what surprises people. On those low swinging limbs that some people think, I've got to cut those off because they're going to get broken in an ice storm. And a lot of people spend a lot of money putting cables in them. And that's a terrible thing to do, run a cable from a tree out to a limb so that that cable is supposed to be holding that limb up. All that does is transfer the place where the limb's going to break to another point and actually makes that limb less strong. The truth is those limbs that grow out perpendicular to the trunk and sweep down in some cases, those are the ones that will be damaged the least in an ice storm. They'll load up with ice and snow and bend down, touch the ground, and then when the snow and ice are gone, they just pop right back up. The reason is they're the strongest limbs on the tree. They've had to hold themselves up, and their tensile strength has developed. So, and they've got some flexibility, too, because they have to move around with the wind. I've seen storms damage those kind of limbs. I saw a bad storm, really strong straight line winds, damage one of the huge big limbs on the national champion pecan tree in Weatherford, for example. And what happened there was that the winds were so violent, it got to swinging that limb, and it actually swung it, and the wind was so strong that it twisted that limb and tore it enough to where we had to eventually take that limb off. But in most cases, and especially ice that's just weighting it down from the top, not a problem. Guess what limbs are a problem, though, in ice storms? The ones growing straight up. Especially if you have trimmed too much of the canopy out. If you've gutted the tree and really opened it up real wide, the most vulnerable limbs, and it can happen in elms and oaks, maples, any kind of tree really, but the most susceptible to ice storm damage are those growing straight up, because what happens is that ice starts forming on that limb and starts leaning over. Well, there's no other canopy that used to be there to kind of help hold it there. You start bending more and more, and finally will snap and just fall and sometimes break more of the tree as they break, because they don't have that tensile strength that the ones growing out have. And when they bend over, finally there's enough weight there to where the especially trees that tend to be a little bit more on the brittle side can really be banged up from ice building up. Snow in some cases too, but the worst thing is ice that slowly builds up and really sticks to the plant, and it can snap those limbs off. What you do if it's happened, you cut back to a clean place, clean up the jagged stuff, just clean it up as best you can, and don't over prune from that point forward, and hopefully you won't have that. Now, can it happen to a tree that's trimmed properly or hadn't been trimmed at all? Yeah, it can, but it's more likely to happen if the tree has been gutted, lifted, improperly trimmed, so it's, it's out of balance, out of whack from what it ought to be. And once again, the cabling, I rarely will recommend cabling. About the only time is when there's codominant trunks, in other words, trunks growing straight up, very tight V, starting to crack. We'll sometimes put a strong cable or just a stainless steel rod through the tree parallel to the ground, perpendicular to the growth of the tree, on both sides on, so you're holding it together. I really don't like that solution, but that's the only time we really ever recommend cabling. Never to have it go out and try to be holding a limb up. That's creating a dangerous situation. I don't recommend that at all. But this horizontal thing can sometimes be used. What's a better solution is to take off one side or the other. Stand back and look at the tree and say, okay, if I took that side off, I see what would be left. Take off the side that would leave the most and let it redevelop into a single trunk tree. Sometimes hard to make that call because you're going to have an ugly-looking situation for a while. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, and we're going to go to Garland, Texas now and talk to Jane. Hello, Jane.
Good morning, Howard. While I was waiting, I went online and I looked at the picture of the tree on your website. Has anybody guessed it yet?
Nope. Nobody's even tried yet. I made it too hard, apparently.
That has to be a lacy oak.
It's not very hard at all, is it, Jane?
I have one. I knew it immediately when I saw it.
That's good. Yeah, it has such distinctive new growth at that kind of pink color, and it's real soft and fuzzy. It's just a beautiful look when it leafs out in the spring. But lacy oak is one of the trees that's not used nearly enough. It's one of my favorite trees for residential gardens. But that is correct. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That wasn't my question, but...
Since you just brought that up the way you did Mary Rose get your stuff? She's saying no.
No.
I'll put you on hold when we get through the question, and we'll get your information, and you'll get one of the courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. Way to go.
Woohoo! I'm excited. Can't wait.
Okay.
My question was about radishes. You were talking about things that you should plant this time of the year, and I planted some radish seeds a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that's good. That's the one I should have mentioned, yeah.
And they came up great, but now there's something eating little round holes in the leaves, and is that possibly snails?
Possibly snails, slugs it could be. There's a couple of insects I was going to bring up that I'm starting to hear are in the garden out there, and I've seen myself. One's harlequin bugs. They're the real pretty black and yellow or black and orange bugs. They generally are not a big problem because they're taking out a plant that's past its prime time. The plant has bolted. It's gotten too cold for the specific plant. For example, I've seen them on my asparagus. And it's about time now the asparagus will be turning yellow and needs to be cut to the ground. The other one's called tarnish bug, and it looks like it's a stink bug kind of looking bug, and it could be doing some damage. There's also some little bugs that are called spotted cucumber beetles, and they could still be around because of this lingering warm weather that we've had. If that was the case, they will be gone. They'll be gone because of the weather. What I would do probably is garlic pepper tea or one of the insecticidal soaps, something like lemon joy, something like that. Shake the plants real well, see what kind of critters you see, and then spray something that is a repellent or a mild killing organic spray.
Okay. All right, I'll try the garlic pepper tea.
Yeah, the garlic is good because it's systemic. Whether you put garlic on in a liquid form by spraying it, or if you put dry granulated garlic on the soil, it'll be, either way, it'll be pulled into the plant and it functions systemically, and so it lasts a whole lot longer as a repellent.
Okay, I'll try that. And then one more thing. The area of Garland I live in, we have a lot of coyotes, and I listened to your program last week with the lady talking about the varmints that are around us.
Right.
We also have bobcats.
Right.
And I didn't hear her say anything about bobcats. I've heard they actually get up on the roofs of our houses and can jump down on top of us. So is there any way to scare them away?
Yeah, same thing. That would be very rare. Just like with the coyotes, we're bigger than they are. And they're smart. They don't like to attack anything that they don't have an advantage on, see? So a bobcat attacking somebody would be very rare, just like the coyotes. The same effect, we talked about it with her briefly, I think, but maybe it was off the air. I was talking to her off the air as much as on the air, and so maybe it didn't get on the air. Hazing, just like you do with coyotes, loud noise, waving your arms, shooting them with a big water rifle type thing or something like that, just to scare them away, is the best thing. They will tend to be a little braver than the coyotes coming into your yard, but they don't like a human that's waving their arms and acting like a crazy person like I was doing the other day to the coyotes.
Okay. All right. That's good advice.
Same approach.
Okay. All right.
All right. That's all you had? Okay. Let me put you back on hold, and Mary Rose will get your information. Congratulations once again on winning the Natural Organic Certification Course. If you haven't heard me talk about it, I think there may be some ads running for it, but it's a 15-chapter course, and you take it a chapter at a time, and you have to take a test at the end of each chapter to be able to go to the next chapter. You have to pass 100%. We're not easy about that. No 70% to pass. You've got to pass 100%. The questions aren't difficult, and we've made it really easy to learn the stuff from a couple of standpoints. One is it's a video, and I'm using my own photography and explaining it as we go. But you also get, when you sign up for the course, a 25-page, 26-page, whatever it is, a study guide. And the study guide covers all the questions that they're going to be on the test. So it's pretty easy, and it's a good kind of a checklist for you, and a cheat sheet, a nice cheat sheet that comes along with the test. But information, if you want to learn about it, is there on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. It does cost, but I think that what its cost is, starts at $195 before any discounts for nonprofits and groups, like a company has several employees sign up or something like that. But for what it gives you, pretty good value, and you really can't find a course like this at any of the schools, and that's why we did what we did. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Well, we're going to get to talk about magnolias here. First in Wiley, Texas with Carol, and then we're going to go to Chicago and talk about the same subject. Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you in Wiley?
Well, I'm not in Wiley. I'm in Dallas.
Oh, are you?
Misunderstood. I'm on the other side of the lake from you.
Oh, okay. All right.
My neighbor has a magnolia, and it's pretty old. It's probably 60 years old or so. And it is dying out at the top, but it's full and flush on the bottom.
Okay.
And she's been told that it's dying. And I said, well, who? And she said, well, an arborist. And I went, well, I want to ask the dirt doctor.
If you've got terminal growth dying in a plant, you know, first thing I do, as you know, is look at the base and see what the flares business is. You can have some damage that was done to it a long time ago happened when it was planted or happened when some construction was done on the site or whatever. But if terminal growth is dying and dead, that doesn't mean it's got a disease necessarily at all or insects or anything like that. It's more of a, non-disease, non-insect situation. It's just a physical problem for the tree. So what I do first is just expose the flare, and magnolias more so than any other tree in a lot of ways need to have an extremely dramatic flare, and people will tend to overlook the fact that that's a good thing and put soil out there and cover up the flare. it'll tend to make a big apron. It'll be like roots are growing too shallowly, but that's actually how a magnolia wants to grow.
Okay.
And so exposing all that, if it's not, and I'll bet you anything that that's what you're going to see. I would have them hire probably some other arborist and trim the dead out. The dead's not going to come back, just to tidy the tree up. Expose the flare, apply the rest of the sick tree treatment. And in this case, since it's a residential property, that means that the root system's probably over most of the site. So you do it for the whole site. And the tree should come back and be fine.
Well, I kind of figured you would say what you did, but I wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, take a before picture and send it to me, and I'll see if I see anything else. But if that's the case, it'll be a good test study to show people, you know, a tree like that that's really in trouble and how this sick tree treatment will so dramatically bring it back to good health.
Well, they've got Asian jasmine growing around, and it's all manicured, so it's not going up the trunk or anything. But as you said earlier, about probably at least 18 inches away from the trunk base.
Well, in a magnolia, I'd go even bigger than that. I'd go at least 3 or 4 feet out, because I think what you're going to discover is that the ground cover is hiding the fact that the flare has been covered.
Yeah, well, that's true, you know. You can't diagnose what you can't see.
Can
you?
That's right.
Okay.
Before and afters, please.
I will. Okay. And can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
What's the take up here on mesquite trees?
What's the take?
Yeah. Do people like them? Or
no, they tend to consider them a big weed because so many ranchers have them, and they mismanage it. They cut them down and try to chain them off and poison them and everything, and then they start growing back instead of in nice big single stem trees. They grow back as multi stem bushes and then become a huge problem for managing the land. That's all self inflicted. So people that, you know, think about it a little bit better, realize that the mesquite trees are good for the land. They're good for livestock. They provide a shade that's not too dense for grass to grow under, in fact. And are really a beneficial. It's a legume, and you know, a beneficial plant. I think a mesquite, you know, nice full mesquite, is a very good looking tree. Some landscape architects and landscape contractors actually put them on projects, and they're grown in the nursery industry, just not very often.
Well, I moved back up here from Corpus Christi, and I had a couple, and I liked them. And but it's kind of either a love hate.
Right.
Type relationship, but they're hardy, and I mean, they're, you know, you got to keep them pruned up some or they'll knock your head off. But
yeah, you don't want to get hit between the eyes with a mesquite. But the beautiful flowers, very fragrant in the spring, the lacy foliage is beautiful. I think it's a good tree, and it doesn't need much water. So
yes. Okay, well, I think I'll spot a few in the yard then.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Let's go talk about magnolias one more time, this time with Tony, listening on WCPT in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
A few years back, my magnolia tree died. I cut it down, and there was the roots exposed had started to grow again.
Okay.
And some sprouts came up, and now it's about 10 feet. Before, it was like a tree. Now it looks more like a bush. So my question is, and it was only probably 15 to 20 years old when it died, but my question is, you know, do I trim it into a tree form, or should I leave it as a bush form?
I'd
about 10 feet now.
I'd create a single stem tree, Tony. I'd take the just look real carefully at what of the shoots is the strongest looking one, and cut the others off all the way back to the ground. So you're just leaving one bull cane, is what you could refer to it as, and all the energy will go into it. If they try to re-sprout again this next spring, which they probably will, just keep cutting them off, and they'll finally give up the ghost. And all the energy will go into that one sprout, and it'll fill in back as a tree. And I think you will be surprised at how quickly it'll develop into a pretty nice-sized tree again.
Yeah, I was surprised how that it grew like this. I didn't think I was going to grind it down, but I never did, and it just started growing, so I let it go. So when is the best time to trim it back, after flowering?
No, right now. Just go ahead and trim it back and let it sit there thinking about it all winter, and in the spring it'll take off growing. You actually, even in a cold climate like Chicago, there will be, especially now, since it's still kind of mild, you will get some root growth during this period of time, even though the foliage part of the top part of the tree is not growing. And so go ahead and get this cutting done. It will set up a situation in the tree when spring rolls around, it'll really take off, and it's going to surprise you what it'll do next growing season.
Beautiful. Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. I'd like to see what you're doing there, too. So photographs and send it to us, info@dirtdoctor.com. It would be cool.
Absolutely. Have a great day now.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go next. Let's see where I need to go next. Hammond, Indiana. Is that right, Sandy?
Yes. Okay. Dirt Doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the question. We have a huge tree. I think it's an elm in the Parkway.
Okay.
And a number of years ago, and I just heard you say that, do not cut this big branch flushed. And I'm sure they cut it flush to the tree. Because somebody made a comment, oh, I think that looks like it's getting a little rotten. But the only reason we had it cut off is right over the sidewalk, and I thought, oh, my gosh, if that falls on somebody. So now, this coming week, we have some tree trimmers coming out, and a branch way above that is sticking over the sidewalk, and it's going into the front yard, smack dab growing into the top of this huge evergreen. So I don't know. I told him to take care of that. I don't know if he's going to cut the top of the evergreen off or he's going to cut that big branch. And I thought, oh, I better stop him now. What if he wants to cut that flush to the tree?
Well, talk to him about that and look at my website, dirtdoctor.com. It's in my books as well, especially the tree book, and show him a photograph of a cut that's done properly. We've put a bunch of photographs on the website, and I've done newsletters about it and everything else. But you want a pretty, if it's a big limb, there'll be a pretty dramatic protrusion when you've made the cut at the right place. And it'll be wider at the bottom, like I said, than at the top. And it's part of the trunk. And if he says, no, that's not important to do, flush cuts are better, you know, hire somebody else that'll listen to you.
Oh, I will, because I don't know. Do you think this tree is going to get rotten now from that one? Another?
Well, you'll have it. Sounds like it's already starting. Yeah, you can get rot starting on a poorly made cut. What you want to do is splash some hydrogen peroxide on it every now and then. You know, hydrogen peroxide will kill bacteria.
Okay.
That's how it works when we put it on our, you know, cut hands and so forth. So do that from time to time. There's also a mixture that we kind of invented called the tree trunk goop. And it's a mixture of compost, soft rock phosphate, and natural diatomaceous earth. And if you mix some of that up and slather it on there every now and then, it will help that wound heal faster or cover faster, and you might not have a big problem. The most common thing that happens when a flush cut is made is that a cavity forms there because bacteria and rot start, and it kind of rots back into the tree. In a lot of cases, it'll go to a point and stop and won't kill the tree or anything like that. But it does injure the tree, and it can lead to, you know, to even worse than just being a cosmetic problem.
See, that was our thing. And, oh, my gosh, the other option, I thought, well, maybe we'll just have the tree cut down. And then in the backyard, I have, which I don't want to do, which I have tons of, Rose of Sharon, Rose of Sharon,
they've
spread all over the backyard. And I thought, well, maybe I can put some of these in the Parkway.
I'd leave the tree, just get them to trim it at the right place. And sounds like the limb trim back from your evergreen, if that's a plant you want to keep, would be the way to go there. But just talk to them and see if they're receptive to this open-minded way to address trees. And if not, try to find somebody else.
Oh, exactly. And so I can get the goop recipe on your website?
Yeah, all the formulas that I recommend are under guides. The word guides is a button on the homepage. If you click on that, it goes to Garrett Juice Formula, Tree Trunk Goop, and all the things like that. And it tells you, if you can't find the ingredients, what the alternatives are and all that.
Oh, perfect. So it's dirtdoctor.com, but then to send you something, it's info@dirtdoctor.com.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty, who is next? Maureen, back in this part of the world, Grapevine, Texas. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Howard. I'm calling about a 100-year-old oak tree that sits on my property. It's between my house and the neighbor's house.
Okay.
And when we moved here 21 years ago, we found actually that the rancher had put barbed wire into the tree trunk.
Maureen, the birds just flew in. You heard. Can you hold with me so we're not rushed?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to take a quick break and be back. Talk to Maureen about trees. If you want to call, it's 866-444-3478.
Xylo bags are the newest and best development in compostable multi-use bags. Rather than food sources like corn, Xylo bags are made using lignin, a byproduct from paper mills, so no additional trees or other crops are harvested to produce Xylo bags. Ask for Xylo bags in your grocery store, hardware store, or wherever you buy bags. Available online at Amazon. For more information, go to xylobags.com. Xylo bags, the best compostable bags available.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, we were talking with Maureen in Grapevine about a big tree, 100-year-old tree. Is that right, Maureen?
That's correct. Last year we had an arborist come out to trim the tree. It sits between two houses, and there isn't much room between the two houses for the poor thing. But we've noticed that it has a mushroom growing about an inch higher than the soil line. It's about 6 inches wide, dark red, a little bit of white on the outside. And I'm very worried because it sits between two houses that if it is, and if I mispronounce this, forgive me, Inodotus striatus. If it has that fungus, what I've read is that the infected tree should be removed immediately.
Well, no, you don't need to do that, but it is a fungus. It is a fruiting body of a fungus that's going on inside the tree. And so there's something amiss. What you need to do is have an arborist that understands this kind of thing that we talk about, and that is getting the soil off the base of the tree and doing this in the overall sick tree treatment. The arborist that came out there and trimmed it, was that fruiting body, was that mushroom showing up at that point?
The mushroom was showing up at that point, and he said to us at the time he was surprised that the tree was still alive. I have noticed a lot of branches just falling on the ground. I pick them up every day.
Okay, well, I hope the tree hadn't gone too far. I mean, after the root system completely dies, you know, there's really nothing we can do. But assuming there's some life left in the tree, we can probably save it if we get the soil off the base of the plant and see. You're probably going to run, when you do that, you're probably going to run into more rotting and more severe damage that's been done there. But you just need to see what it is. You need to have it uncovered. If the arborist that you get to do it uses the air spade and does the kind of work that, you know, we talk about here, it's not going to be hugely expensive to do, unless you – the most expensive thing is probably going to be to take the tree down if you have to do that. If it's a 100-year-old tree, that's a big tree. What kind of oak is it? Is it live oak or red oak?
No, I believe it's a bur oak. It's
a
either
bur oak
or
okay.
post oak.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has been around for a long time because the rancher who owned this property, or ranchers, they had used it for barbed wire, so they just drilled like hooks in the tree, and we were finding barbed wire and all that kind of stuff around there. So I don't know if that had originally damaged it, but my guess is because it sits between the two houses and the roots underneath really get no water, per se.
Well,
would that be it?
That could be part of it possibly, but more likely it's that the roots were damaged during the building of the house, and that's probably when, you know, I'm saying this without seeing it, but that's probably when too much soil got put on top of the flare and the root system of the plant, and that's what the cause is. So getting everything back down to where the flare is exposed and the root system is at the proper level as much as possible is going to be the key here. It's not going to be, you know, putting some kind of medicine in the tree or something like that. It's going to be fixing what caused it to get sick. That's the way to save
okay.
the tree. And,
okay.
You know, the tree care companies that we work with, Tyson Woods, Trees by Woods, Lambert's, other tree care companies that use the air spay and understand the organic techniques, that's somebody that you want to get.
Okay, because we have all organic in our house, I mean, you know, in the yard and everywhere else, and we're very impressed because we've had good success with it. The only thing that I'm wondering about is we do have it covered with Asian jasmine. Should we be cutting that back totally?
Well, you're going to, is it growing right up to the trunk of the tree?
It's not, it is close to the trunk, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you need to pull it back, and it's probably going to be hiding the fact that there's too much soil on the tree. I'll bet you anything that's what we're dealing with. The tree was damaged when the houses were built. Soil got thrown on it, you know, in an unnatural way, and that's what led to what you're seeing. This is exactly what we dealt with the champion pecan tree in Fort Worth, in Weatherford. It happened in nature. It wasn't a man-made deal. It had a creek going by it, and the creek washing, you know, silt up on it over the decades, and it's hundreds and hundreds of years old, buried the flare. And the thing that we saw that made us do the work and get involved with the tree was it had white fruiting bodies, just like you're talking about, coming out at ground level. We uncovered it and found huge rotted areas in the base of the tree. But we exposed all that, took about 4 and 5 feet of soil off one side of the tree, exposed the flare properly, and today it's doing beautifully. It came back without any trouble.
Wow.
So that's what you need to do. Send me a photograph, and if I see anything else, I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter that we do is free. It's weekly. All you have to do is fill out the form. It's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The information about our school, the Natural Organic Certification course, is right there on the website as well. Telephone number to be with me the third hour is 866-444-3478. I will talk to you at the third hour.